All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you.
This one is for my readers. Are you tired of endlessly searching for your next great read? Well, let me tell you about Book of the Month, where the thrill of discovery meets the joy of reading. Sounds fun, right? Okay, so what I adore about the Book of the Month is their meticulous curation process. With just a handful of carefully chosen titles each month, they've mastered the art of making your next read an easy decision. If you're tired of making decisions, let's make it easy. And let's not forget about the fun factor. Every aspect of their service is designed to celebrate the love of reading and make it even more enjoyable for members like us, down to the cute blue box the books are delivered in. Now let me tell you about the April pick. I've tapped into The Husband's a Novel by Holly Gramazio, and let me tell you, it's a pretty interesting read. It gets into the complexities of marriage and identity, and it's set against a backdrop of mystery and suspense. It has a pretty intriguing plot twist, and there's some character development that's pretty good too. So I think you might enjoy it. Pick it up if it interests you. And if you're ready to embark on your next literary journey, head over to bookofthemonth.com. And guess what? They're offering our listeners a special deal. You can use code PASTEL at checkout to get your first book for just $5 this month only. That's code PASTEL at bookofthemonth.com to get your first book for $5 with free shipping always. Come on, my readers. Don't miss out on the chance to discover your next favorite read with Book of the Month. Happy reading.
This is Germany.
And this is Brittany.
And this is the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
A motivating and encouraging podcast where we focus on building community amongst colorful women alike.
Join us weekly as we sit down and have candid conversations on various topics and issues surrounding self-care, self-love, health and wellness, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and much more.
And trust, if we don't have the answers, we'll call on our expert homegirls who do.
Our goal is to create a safe space for growth, inspiration, laughter, and love, free of judgment, in hopes that after you listen, you're a little more knowledgeable or at least a little more entertained than before.
It's homegirl vibes here. Real, raw, and a little funny.
A lot of fucking funny.
So thanks for tuning in to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
Let's start the show, cuties.
Welcome back. We back up in this piece.
Welcome back, sugar lips.
Took a little break, but
let's do this again.
Back at it again. Yeah. So.
Yeah. What's good?
We took a little break because we wanted to prepare for some amazingness for you. We are starting our 2020 now. Don't know about y'all, but we don't got to wait until the first.
We don't.
We decided, you know what? Let's just do something. So we did a thing and now we're here back with you.
Yeah. Thanks. Thank y'all for being patient with us and not dragging us by our baby hair.
Some people were like, I'm not happy with this.
This is not okay.
I'm not happy with this, but you'll be happy. You'll understand why. So yeah. How's it going?
It's going good. How about you? How's your weekend? How's your weekends been?
Oh, we had Thanksgiving. That was good.
Oh, yeah. We got to talk about that.
We had Thanksgiving. So for those of you who aren't patrons, you didn't know. But for the first time ever, Germany and I's family joined forces and we had Thanksgiving together.
Mm-hmm.
My family came down here. You know, we cooked up some delicious eats, took it over to Germany's mother's home. Yeah. And, you know, we just had a good old black ass time.
Oh, my God. So much fun, y'all. We had such a great time. Everybody was vibing. Let me tell you, drinking.
The drinks were flowing.
We came up with a signature drink. Playing.
Yeah, we had the gratitude punch, mm-hmm. which was amazing. It was a hit. Like a rum-based cocktail.
Yeah, it was lit. Rum, and we put rosé in it.
Some rosé. We put some champs in there.
Yeah, it was a jungle
cranberry.
Juice.
Yeah,
it was a Thanksgiving jungle juice.
I was knocked off my feet. My mom was knocked off her feet. I'm like, Mom. She was like, is it any more of that punch?
Yeah, she wanted more punch. I was keeping her cup filled. It was such a good time. So basically, it's a thing now. We'll be doing it next year.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was so fun.
So Thanksgiving was good.
Thanksgiving was good.
So I guess let's just get into it. New week, new tea.
Where we kiki with you and you kiki with we.
So yeah.
So pause really quickly. This is the part of our show where sometimes we dish a little tea, talk about pop culture, things that might be going on in our lives, things that are going on in the world. So today, what's good?
We didn't give our weekend recap.
Okay, back it up and dump it.
So... weekend, you know, every time we take a little break, we're a little
disheveled,
but it's okay. It's our show. We can do what we want.
Yeah.
So, that was Thanksgiving. The weekend was good.
Mm-hmm.
This weekend was great. We had our chapter holiday pajama jam.
Yeah.
Amazing with our sorors. We had little AK pajamas. The fall lines were green and the spring lines were pink.
Yes, such a vibe.
The drinks were flowing there too.
Yeah, another punch, the Ivy punch.
Karaoke. We had amazing food prepared by one of our amazing chef and ass sorors.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was a good time.
It's always a great time when you can commune with the sorors, twerk, have fun. I'm pretty sure y'all seen our stories if you're following us on Instagram.
Yeah.
It's just a lituation. So we have a pretty turned up chapter.
We do.
So it's just, I was thinking that today. I was like, people probably like, this is not how sorors act.
But this is how we act.
This is how these sorors act, honey.
And that's why.
And we get it in.
Period.
We get it in. And we've earned our rights. We've earned, okay?
We period. Have.
And that's on period.
On period.
So I don't want to hear nothing.
We had a good ass time. The holidays are kicked off.
Yeah, they are.
So yeah, back to the team.
Yeah. Let it rip.
So over Thanksgiving break, Queen and Slim hit the theaters.
What a movie. Yeah, I seen it. It was so good.
I had already said, now I don't go to the movies frequently. I will miss a movie. I will have every intention to see a movie, but I just procrastinate and it's not at the top of my priority list. So a lot of the times I don't check shit until it come to Netflix until it come to Netflix or, you know, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm like, Queen and Slim, I need to see this. Something told me that I needed to see this. I mean, Lena Waithe.
Yeah.
Melina.
Yeah.
I can't even say I saw the previews because I don't have cable, but I saw the trailer.
Yeah, there were trailers.
The trailer on Instagram. So anyway.
No, and if you're watching TV on like Hulu and shit like that.
I barely watch TV. Okay. You know,
That's because you fell off Snowfall.
Yeah, I was watching the old seasons and it wasn't.
Oh, it was coming up.
Well, anyway,
right.
I saw the trailer. I knew that it was something that I needed to see.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I need to see this quick, especially when it's a movie like this to this magnitude. You'll get some spoilers messing with Black Twitter and Instagram. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I need to know what's going on.
Yeah, yeah.
So I went on the second day that it came out.
Mm-hmm.
Must see.
Phenom.
It's a great movie.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I was in tears.
You were?
Tears.
Okay, I wasn't in tears, but I was moved. It's a good movie. The music, the acting, the
you weren't in tears at
cinematography.
Any point?
No, I was nervous, a little on edge.
Yeah, I mean that too. My palms were sweaty.
I was on edge. I'm like, this has a little bit of thrill.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I was nervous a little bit.
And we're not gonna give any spoilers for anybody.
No spoilers. Definitely, some parts really hurt me. But overall, it was a great movie. And I think if you haven't seen it yet, you definitely need to go see it. Support us.
Yeah.
Support
and if
your own.
You haven't listened to the soundtrack.
Oh, soundtrack. Phenomenal.
Amazing. Lena Waithe just did an iconic job with this. Just so much respect to how she went about it. You know, she wasn't letting anybody who isn't black have any real say-so, the creative direction of the film, which is great. You know, it's our story told by us.
Well, you know, the person who gave her the story was a white man, and he was like, I can't tell this story.
Yeah, well, he told her, he just gave her the general
the idea,
overview.
Right.
Yeah, and he just was like, run with it. And she flipped it and tumbled it and wrote it beautifully. And
it was so
poetic.
Let
it was
me tell
so
y'all
poetic.
Something really quick. I'm not going to drag this out, but when I went to the movie theaters, I went in a white neighborhood, and there was two white men sitting on the side of me, and then on the other side of us was another white man. The white man who was by himself, he got up in the middle of the film and left.
Fine by me.
I mean, because if you're watching the film, this is for us. And I can see how white people would be a little uncomfortable, you know, on some parts, because there was a little bit of dragging.
Yeah.
But anyways, on the other side of us was, of me, were these white guys who were trying to be, I guess, like down.
Allies.
But some of the things they were saying were coming from a place of white privilege. Like, I wouldn't have got out of the car. You don't have to get out of the car. The police tried to tell me to get out of the car.
Oh,
and I
all
was
that
like,
chatter.
And I was like, oh, no, I'm not getting out. And they should have got out. I'm like, and you're white.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're white.
Different perspective, homie.
So shut the fuck up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, interesting seeing it in a white neighborhood. I didn't see it with my people. But
I seen it with a few of my people on certain parts. We were like,
y'all talking and laughing. Yeah, we were doing that.
Just a little bit, but nothing much. But great film.
I like the little bit of humor in there too.
It was black. It was our dialogue, our verbiage, the way we talk to one another. So I just love. I stand
a black queen. Yes. Two black queens, Lena and Melina.
Yeah, it was amazing. So see it if you haven't already. What else is good?
Really quickly, we want to say rest in peace to Juice WRLD, who's a rapper. If you're not knowledgeable on him, he lost his life.
Mm-hmm.
And also the UPS driver and the two bystanders who lost their life due to some sick ass robbers that ensued in a high speed chase. So prayers to their families. It's always hard to lose a family member. But we're in the middle of the holidays, and that makes it even harder sometimes. So we're praying for both of those.
Juice
the
WRLD just turned 21 on Monday.
That's sad.
Yeah.
We got to help our youth, like Drake said.
Yeah, something's going on. So, additionally, OT Genesis. I don't know if you all have heard. You have to. It's like basically all over the internet now.
It went viral.
It's viral. But OT Genesis did almost like a parody on Keisha Cole's song Love.
Parody cover.
Yeah, it's like a parody. And his is called Cuh.
Because he's a Crip. Is he really
sick.
A Crip?
He supposedly.
Okay.
I mean, you know, yeah.
Affiliated Crip.
I guess, yeah. But sick. She's pissed. So basically where she's saying, he's saying, didn't know that I was Crippin'. Like, you ruined her beautiful song.
Her beautiful song.
Seriously, she's sick. She's sick about it.
She's sick because, you know what? I feel like out of respect, especially if you're going to make it a parody, you need to get some, like,
consent. Sign
off. Yeah, you know what? Go ahead. It was funny. I'm not offended by it.
Yeah.
It's good. Do your thing. But he didn't do that.
She's offended.
Yeah. She said she's going to take it off of iTunes.
I thought she was.
Somebody said.
It's on iTunes? His song?
No, she said she's taking her song off iTunes because somebody was like, I can't, every time I listen to Love, now I hear OT Genesis version. And she was like, it's okay. I'm going to take mine off of iTunes.
And it's not fair that she should have to do that. Like, she gains revenue from this.
I don't know why she's doing that.
She's just pissed.
Yeah, she's.
I would be suing him. I would be getting his shit taken down off everywhere. No viral, no internet,
just
no
like
nothing.
Just like LMA did with Jacquees.
It would be
cease and desist.
It would be gone.
Cease and desist.
It would be fucking gone. So that was pretty tacky. And he's like, I think she said, all I want for Christmas is some sort of, the Everybody Mad residuals.
Oh, or, the publishing.
Publishing. She was like, yeah, give me some of that. And he was like, all I want is my duet. He wants to do a duet with her on this song.
No, you don't even know how to sing. She's a real ass singer.
It's a slap in the face. Slap in the face, slap on the ass.
Yeah.
It's sick.
OT Genesis is childish.
As fuck.
Like, leave that woman alone. She's pissed.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I think that's it for the tea. We don't want to drag that out.
We don't want to drag the tea out. So, anyway.
Woo, woo, woo. Okay, let me get my energy.
So, we are in the final month of the year.
Oh my God.
Baby girls, we have been talking about this goal that we are going to reach. We're not even going to say trying anymore. We've been talking about this goal that we are going to reach of 1,000 ratings and reviews by December 31st.
Yeah.
And let us tell you something. First of all, y'all came through while we were on break.
Wow.
Y'all did. Y'all were coming through. Reviews were coming through. People were doubling back.
Tripling back, quadrupling back, tinkling back.
And that really makes us feel great to know that you guys are, some of you all are coming and leaving the reviews on your own.
On my own.
On your own. We don't even have to hold a gun up to your head. But for the ones that we do, let us talk to you for a moment.
At this point, the pistol's to your face.
Pistol whip.
Pistol grip pump.
We have 52, we need 52 ratings and reviews to reach our goal.
Mm-hmm.
Shit don't stop. Come on.
These
ratings and reviews really help our podcast. They help get this podcast onto the ears of another deserving woman. If you find value in this podcast, chances are that someone else will find value. And so these ratings and reviews really help us do that. So we're leaning on you.
It's basically your Yelp review.
Period.
Do your part.
Do it. So we want to recognize some sisters who have taken the time to drop in and leave their ratings and reviews. And since we were gone, we're going to do two. Why not? So, first one.
First off.
And this one comes from Kima 11. She says, this is the forgiving season, sissies. I literally have been around for a year enjoying every single episode. So you've been here.
It's never too late. Never too late. Never too late.
She said, this is home, my safe space, and my growth center. I became a mom at 15 years old, and I feel I missed so many life lessons on growing into myself. Now at 29, y'all have instilled so much into me. I feel so empowered after listening to each episode. So please forgive me for my late review. I'm going to slide on over to Patreon and really be gang. Love y'all. We love you too.
Love you.
Of course, we forgive you. First of all, we commend you. Having a baby at 15 years old, doing your thing.
It's hard.
Fist up.
Yes.
Okay, let's read our last one of this week. Mm-hmm. Caitlin. She says, cheers to not getting dragged by my, I'm going to assume she says big sisters because I feel like that's what she said. It's cut off, yeah. She says, hey, homegirls, this podcast is perfect for anyone. The content and energy being brought to this podcast is unmatched. I'm going into my last semester of my master's program.
Congratulations.
In agricultural engineering, and I wouldn't have survived at this whack PWI without my big sisters, Germany and Brittany.
Hey.
The additional content on Patreon is just continuous gems being dropped and completely hot. Thanks for helping me move towards my bag and keeping my mental health in check. Pray for me during this last semester.
Prayers up.
We're praying for you. You got it, girl.
God got it.
Can't wait till you chuck up the deuces to that PWI and get your back.
You got it, girl. You got it.
So, thank y'all. Please continue to leave your ratings and reviews. Again, we got 52.
That's it. That's such a small number. We know y'all coming through tripping. Also, shout out to everybody who's come back multiple times. I can't even keep saying everybody's name because you guys have been so gracious to come back every week that it's just we're overwhelmed. But we see them all. We read them all. Thank you so much. Keep doing it. We appreciate it. Also want to remind you, like the homegirls mentioned in the review, Patreon.
Patreon's a thing.
Patreon is a thing, okay?
It's a thing.
Patreon is a platform that creatives are using to garner support from their community. It's the ways that you are able to help us support this podcast because it ain't free.
It's not free.
It's not free, but with that support, we plan to come to your cities. We plan to go on tour. We plan to give you more content of what you already love.
Yeah.
And there's tons of that already living over on Patreon.
So much.
We have multiple mid-month check-ins, which are bonus episodes.
Bonus episodes.
We'll actually be putting up another mid-month check-in
next week.
Yeah, next week.
Yeah.
Sunday-ish about. Mm-hmm. We're going to be putting up the December playlist. November was a vibe, so if you haven't already got into November, we're trying to find a way to make December just as good. So
yeah, November was unmatched.
Yeah, it's unmatched. But December's playlist will be up sometime this week. There's the affirmations playlist.
Affirmations are up. We got videos with special guests. We are working on so much. While we were on our break last week, we were really brainstorming on how we can just turn it up.
Yeah.
So that's a part. Patreon's really going to be lit. So hopefully you can join us over there. And we want to shout out our patrons that came up.
What's up?
So we have Tykema.
Hey Tykema.
J. Marie.
What it do, girl?
Cree.
Hey, Cree.
Cree is a
A good girl.
A long-standing supporter.
She is.
She is. Hey, Cree.
Hey, Cree.
And Tamara.
Hey, Tamara. Welcome to the party.
So, hey, y'all. Thank y'all for joining us over on Patreon. We appreciate you beyond words. For real, for real.
We
so
do.
We'll see y'all over there. And, yeah. So, that's it for this.
That's that for that. It's time to get into the meat and potatoes of this
time. So, last week.
What's good?
What happened? Yeah.
What we talked
about?
Last week, my bad. You mean 2 weeks ago, that's why.
Oh, 2 weeks.
So 2 weeks ago, y'all, let me see, was friend or foe. That was what we were talking about. So the episode was friend or foe, when to let the friendship go. Ooh, that was a bar. Didn't even know when we put that up. So an affirmation was, I am deserving of great friendships. These people are a reflection of me. We took a lighthearted approach to the episode 2 weeks ago. By answering a listener letter, we provided advice to a question we all seem to ask at some point or another. Is my homegirl a friend or a foe? So that was pretty good. Mm-hmm. Girlfriend gag. Also, feel free if you want our advice or commentary on any issue or concern that you might be experiencing situation, feel free to send it in to us at contact@theblackgirlbravado.com. We'll gag about it here on the show. If you want a more personalized response, then join us over on Patreon.
Yeah, there's we'll send you a voice now.
Yeah, there's a number that you can call or text us and we respond to it. So use those platforms as you see fit.
Period, poo.
Okay. So we're here.
So this week, so we told you last week that we took a little break because we want to start doing something new. So what we want to do now is every month we're going to have a topic where we're going to do like a series, right? So we'll create a main topic, a theme for the month. Mm-hmm. And then all of the episodes for the month will relate to that theme.
Yeah, correspond to what we're talking about. So it just gives you a little something to look forward to.
Something to look forward to, something to keep you on the edge of your seat. Mm-hmm. And you'll be able to put all this information together and it'll be like, I guess, a little bit more cohesive. Yeah. And we'll be all on the same page for the month and we'll really be moving as sisters.
Yeah.
Every month, look, this is what we're tackling.
Come on.
This is what we're working on.
Come on.
So collectively, we will rise.
Out of the ashes.
Period.
I know why the Cage Bird
sings. And when
they
see us marching, they're going to be like, look at those bitches all on the same page. Look at that. That's when they power.
When they open up the book, they'll see bitches on the same page.
And they will say there's power in numbers.
Yes.
And that's what we want to do. We want to make sure we're all moving ahead at the same page.
Same speed.
Period. So, you know, we're wrapping up 2019 and we like we said, our 2020 is starting now.
Yeah.
And a part of our 2020 starting now is just figuring out who am I? What do I want?
Yeah. On the inside.
Who am I? What do I need and what do I desire? And what things do I need to put into place to get those?
To help them manifest here in this reality. How do I create that reality?
Yes.
Right? So what is our theme? You gave them all of that. You ain't going to tell them the theme this week, this month?
Our theme this month.
December.
Our theme for December is figuring out our desires to help us manifest. No, figuring out who we are to help us manifest what we need.
Yeah, our desires.
Our desires, right?
Yeah, okay.
So, today we're going to be talking about our core desired feelings.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys know what that is. I honestly didn't know what it was.
We didn't know until we found out.
I didn't know, but so a lot of the times when we're going into the new year, we're like, okay, let me create my resolutions, or I'm going to be turning like this
new leaf or like, figuring out
or
bucket
like
list.
I'm going to be reaching one of my, what are the years called when it's one of my
monument?
Yeah, our monumental years. Mm-hmm. Let me create a bucket list. Like, you know, we're coming up with plans, dreams, goals. But the reality is we're not really chasing the goal itself. We're actually chasing the feeling that we hope to accomplish, that we hope accomplishing the goal will give us.
Yes.
Right. So we set up all these goals for ourselves, resolutions, and we're like, I actually want that. But no, what you really want is how you will feel.
Yeah, there's roots connected to it.
There's roots.
Yeah.
So it's kind of backwards.
Mm-hmm. It is backwards.
It's kind of backwards because we're thinking, oh my God, I have to go after this stuff. I have to do all of this. And then we get burnt out or we don't really feel fulfilled.
Yeah.
Because we're not connected to the feeling.
As opposed to establishing what is the desire or the feeling that I want. And then creating a list based around those things.
Creating a plan based around that.
Yes.
So you're moving, I guess, with some real intention and you can know, like, this is what I need to do to get to that.
Mm-hmm.
So the way we found out about this core desire feelings, we didn't come up with this shit.
Don't say we did.
We did not come up with this.
No.
A lady by the name of Danielle Laporte came up with it. And according to her, your core desired feelings are how you want to feel most of the time. Mm-hmm. This is your preferred state of being. And so this applies to every area of your life, your work and health, your wellness, relationships,
spirituality and essence.
Yeah.
And your creativity mm-hmm. and learning, how you want to learn.
Yeah.
So something to consider is, or when you want to figure out your core desire, you want to kind of know, like, how do you want to feel in the deepest part of your being? Mm-hmm. How does your soul want to feel? What feelings make you come alive? What feelings make you feel more aligned with your true self and thus connected to your God,
yeah, your higher source,
right? Mm-hmm. That's what these core desire feelings really are. All right, how are they helping you expand? These feelings should help you expand and feel grounded and feel blessed. Right.
Expand, grounded, and blessed. And also, yeah. Once you identify your core desire feelings, you will be able to say hell yes, know what to say hell yes to and what to say hell no to.
And you'll be okay that if it ain't a hell yes, then it's a hell, hell no. Period. And that's on period.
More certainty. We need that because yeah. I think a lot of the times we operate in kind of like
Unknown space.
Unknown.
Almost like an uncertainty. Like, I think the world, I should feel this way, but do I really feel this way?
It's the societal pressures and expectations that are placed on us. Where yeah. we're like, well, I should be desiring this.
Yeah.
Shouldn't I feel like this?
There's a big dichotomy there.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
And then when you don't feel that way, you may feel like, oh, there must be something wrong with me. There's a disconnect. Mm-hmm. When the whole time, you don't even want to feel like that. That's not your core desire feeling.
And you know what is so funny? When we first started talking, there's just a little bit of side talk because this is what we're here for.
Right.
When we first started talking about this core desire feelings and before we really got down into the work of it, I just thought, oh, I know my core desire feelings.
Same.
Just based on what the fuck I think.
Right.
You know, not doing the actual work.
Or how you should feel like, oh, my core desire feeling is to be successful. Because
when really, and even to consider when you're in conversation with somebody, your core desire feeling may be different from their core desire feeling. Thus, they might be going after things that you don't find value in or will not make you feel as fulfilled. And then you're comparing yourself for no reason.
Yeah.
If your core desire feeling is, I don't know, abundance, yeah. and mine has nothing to do with that, then I probably shouldn't be gauging my life based on your life when we don't have the same core desire feelings.
Yes.
So just something to consider. We'll get into all of the nitty-gritty.
Yes, so it's really important to identify what your core desired feelings are so that you can move towards your highest self.
Because that's what we're all here to do.
That's what we're always talk about this.
Vibrating higher.
And this is a part of doing the work. Mm-hmm. Who am I? Who is Brittany? Who is Germany? Mm-hmm. We know that we have a lot of similarities. There's resonance here. But at the end of the day, we're two very different people. And mm-hmm. although we may be journeying together, we're going to be going on different paths.
Yeah.
Period, poo.
I hope the paths are
parallel.
Lined up.
They're parallel.
They need to be lined up.
They're parallel, but we're more.
I ain't trying to be on the 10 and you on the 5.
We already said that we're all going in the same direction.
Okay. She just wants to make sure she's not on the 5 and she's on the 10. Okay.
I'm on the 405 and you're on the.
Who knows?
The 105.
Yeah, we ain't trying to do that. Both on the same freeway heading the same direction. Okay.
Goodness. So.
Your core desires are usually about 3 to 5 feelings that you want to feel on a daily basis, right? So no matter
what, day.
Every fucking day.
We're not
day.
Changing them every week. Like, okay, so this week
my core desire feeling is. Yeah. No, this is kind of where you live.
Foundational basics.
Foundational basis. And maybe it's not 3 to 5. Maybe you have 7. Mm-hmm. We've ran into we have a few more than 5. And that's totally fine. But these are the feelings that no matter what, this is what I need to feel fulfilled. This is what I feel to, like we said, feel grounded, to feel blessed, and feel expansive.
Yeah.
Right.
And the idea is that our deepest wants, our desires, mm-hmm. that can always tell us something about our greatest needs. Mm. And they're also great indicators about some things that need to change.
Period.
That may need to change. Once you get down to what my core desired feelings are, and then you're like, okay, so what am I doing right now? Mm-hmm. Is this aligned with how I say I want to feel?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm saying that I want to feel ease, but I'm always in some fuck shit.
Yeah, dealing with some toxicity. Yeah.
So what do you need to do to make some changes so that you can feel ease?
Yeah, the contrast. And although your core desire feeling shouldn't change every week or every day, it can change based on the season that you're in, right?
Yeah.
So you might have the same core desire feelings for said season. You
yeah.
might be going through a time where you need stability, you need abundance, you need joy. And then that might transition where you need ease, you need love, you need, it's all, you know, it's ever changing, but not so frequently.
Not so frequently. Yeah, like when things like life happens, like maybe when you first did this, like you and I, you were single childless. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, life happens. You obtain a spouse. You have some children. Of course, there are some things that change just outside of the core desire feelings, just in general. Mm-hmm. So it's only natural that your core desire feelings will probably have some adjustments. Yeah. Some may stay, but some may change because it's like, ooh, this hit.
And I think it's nice to reassess every, you know, so often, just internal work and assessment, like, hey, are my needs being met according to my core desires, or is this something that I need to change?
And when I was reading, I realized that's what most people at the end of the year, like before they do their resolutions, mm-hmm. and figure out their goals.
We need a resolution. Ooh, sidebar, Aaliyah is coming on streaming platforms.
Oh yeah, that's tea.
Woo, baby.
January, her uncle is finally getting up off of the music. Come out. We heard you. Get up off of it, uncle.
We've been talking for years.
We've been talking
since
she passed on August 25th.
Well, we wanted the self-titled album, okay?
Rest in peace, Aaliyah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so a lot of people who are tapped into the core desired feelings, what they do is, like, at the end of the year, they do an assessment, they go through the activities, which we'll be explaining here in a short minute. Mm-hmm. And they figure out, okay, so are these still in alignment with how I want to feel? Are there some adjustments? And then, you know, they go from there. Then they make their goals, plans, dreams for the upcoming year. So I think this is a nice activity to implement at the end of every year. Just do an assessment.
Yeah.
Figure out what the fuck's going on.
Self-assessment, the inventory.
So
should we share our core desires first, or?
I think we should share how we got there.
Okay, go for it.
Got there. So like Germany was saying, when we first started talking about this, I really thought it was going to be surface level. I thought it was something we can just come on here and chat about, like figure out your core desire feelings, you know, how you want to feel.
Yeah, yeah.
And then go. But Danielle provides a lot of useful tools to really help you get to the core. Like without doing these activities, I know that I wouldn't have gotten to my true.
Yeah, no, she wouldn't have.
I wouldn't have gotten to my true desire feelings. And sometimes you got to go beneath the surface.
Yeah, a lot of times.
And that's what we had to do. So what happened is, and we'll provide the link for you so that you can do the activities on your own as well. There's a website, thedesiremap.com, and Danielle was so gracious to give us 7 days worth of activity. So for the past 7 days, the past week, we've been doing an activity every day, mm-hmm. which helps you unlock how you want to feel.
Yeah.
And so on the first day, I was like, what are we going to do? Like,
right.
what is this? So basically the idea is to, the general idea is, how do you want to feel within these five categories? So the five categories are livelihood and lifestyle, body and wellness, creativity and learning, relationships and society, and essence and spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
So on the first day, we got this activity called
Soul Limber. Soul limber, baby. Let your soul be limber.
Yes.
And a really good thing to consider is you want to think deeply and quickly when you're doing this.
Yes.
It should be like first thought, a feeling thought. And we're essentially trying to transition from being head people, or like in your heart, to
in your head to your heart.
In your head to your heart. Yeah. So
less logic.
Less logic and
more
liminal.
How you want to feel.
Liminal.
Yeah. Liminal. And I know I'm hella logical. So I'm like, okay, let a sister know, because I would have been logical. Like some of the questions were like, if I were a flower, mm-hmm. I describe that flower as, I'll share with you all so you can get an idea.
And I'll share a couple of mine too. I don't mind.
So I said, if I were a flower, I'd be a sunflower. I describe it as bright, vibrant, and strong. Already there's two feelings right here, vibrant and strong.
Mm-hmm.
So you can kind of get an idea of how, in the end, this can help you get to your core desired feelings.
Yeah.
What flower were you, sister?
I said I was lavender, a lavender, you know.
Okay.
So I chose lavender, which is a flowering plant.
Mm-hmm.
And I said that I described that flower as soft, dainty, and multi-purposeful, because you can use lavender as an herb in food. You can use it as aromatherapy. So mm-hmm. bitches want to do it all. Multi-purpose, okay? And dainty and soft. Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay, let's see. What else do I want to share with y'all? Y'all in my business.
Yeah.
Oh, there was another. Ooh, we got to the cravings and vulnerability.
Yeah, on that one.
And you know what? Wow, my answer to one of the first questions is one of my core desired feelings.
So share it.
So there was a cravings and vulnerability section, and it says, other than time or money, what I want more of is, and I said love.
I said love too.
Wow.
And I had an adoration in my list.
You know, and these activities really come full circle.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So this is funny.
This is hella funny. I just saw another one.
What?
I deal with loneliness by connecting with God.
Oh, that was good.
And I said that for the essence and spirituality
you want to
section,
connect with God?
That connecting with God is important. Staying connected to my source is important to me so that I can be able to discern what's his voice and what's mine.
Come on.
Because a bitch gets confused and yeah. I need to be clear, crystal clear, like this is where I'm being led.
Yeah.
Because I'm so connected, like a really deep connection. But that is how a bitch deals with loneliness. Just turn on a sermon. Period.
I'm trying to think of what I want to share.
The see-through.
Yeah, I'd be struggling with that.
Wow, these are so good.
I
said, I know I'm happy. I know when I'm happy because I feel at peace.
Okay, let me say what I wanted. Okay, so I said, I know I'm happy because I feel overcome with love and appreciation, which is my adoration vibe.
Mm-hmm.
I am at peace with both myself, my life, and environment. See, peace and ease are on myself.
And y'all gonna hear what our core desire feelings are at the end. But this was just the first activity. And at first, I didn't know how it was all gonna tie in. I was kind of getting a sense of it. But this soul limber was the one, this was the opening up. The first layer peeled off of the onion.
Yeah. So then day two, we can kind of shift. So that's step one, right?
Yeah.
Is deciding how you want to feel within the category. Or wait, where are we at?
We were on step one. Basically.
Step one,
like,
yeah.
It's just... Yeah.
And kind of going through the exercises. So step one, day one, is this soul limber exercise, is basically deciding how you want to feel in all of these five categories. Step two is to, well, actually, there's multiple days,
yeah,
y'all.
Yeah.
Hold on, because so we're not going to go to step two.
Yeah, we're going to go to day two.
We're going to go to day two. And day two was gratitude, I believe.
It was.
Step two was gratitude and deciding what doesn't work. So day two is gratitude and what's not working. So again, we took those five categories. Those are like working categories.
Yeah.
Livelihood and lifestyle, body and wellness, creativity and learning, relationships and society, and again, essence and spirituality. So in those categories, you are going to express gratitude for the things that might be going on. So for my livelihood and lifestyle, I express gratitude for my home because I feel sheltered and provisioned, which of course is one of my core feelings. Core desire feelings is security and stability.
Mm-hmm. I said the same thing, sis.
Yeah, I talked about my job, resources. I'm able to adequately take care of myself with ease.
Mm-hmm.
That's in there.
What, Germany.
I put my car because I don't have
where
to.
I need to be with ease.
Yeah, I put my car because I don't have to worry about getting to places safely. Yeah, I said that I'm like thankful for being able to go out to concerts and festivals. Dancing is what makes me feel alive and connects me to myself and others. So again, I'm expressing gratitude even for my body, that I have strong bones to support my frame throughout the day because I'm functioning.
Yeah.
Because I'm in good health. I'm not sick with dealing with any ailments. So just expressing gratitude. I express gratitude for this platform.
Same.
That I'm grateful for my passion project because it again allows me to express myself and help others. I'm mm-hmm. helping. Okay. She's helping. And then I express, of course, gratitude for Brittany, relationships, my mom, my sister. You want to hear what I said about you? Because I kind of went on a little. You just...
Yeah. And I can share what I said about you because you're on my list too, boo-boo.
So I said, I am grateful for Brittany because she is logical. She's always there for me. She's supportive, helpful, honest, fun, funny, and down to ride.
Oh, wow. You went in. Okay. Well, I said for you that I feel connected. It's an effortless relationship. Mm-hmm. I feel aligned, seen, and heard.
Yes. The seen and heard. Yes. I see you and I hear you.
See you and I hear you.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And so that was a good, the gratitude, I mean, once you consciously focus on your blessings, that mm-hmm. really helps you raise your vibration. And once you're being specific, that can help you create, increase the sensation of how you want to feel, right? Yes. Because we're being so specific. I appreciate and adore this relationship because I feel like this. And that's helping you say, ooh.
When I need more of that.
Period.
Yeah.
I need more of that.
Receiving mode.
I need more Germany.
You yes.
know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I need that feeling. And you really just illuminate the positive feelings because you can really related to something.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's why.
And I've connected this relationship to a lot of the relationships in my life. I'm able to hold this as like kind of a standard because I fully understand why this relationship works.
So and then why when it's a value, provides
right.
value.
So when other people come in, I'm like, hey, I need you to be bringing in ease. I need you to be bringing in fun. I need you to be bringing in alignment, connection, loyalty.
And some realness.
My nigga. That's what I'm looking
and
for.
And some realness. So I like the way that Danielle broke down the categories, which really helped me. She also provides like little audio snippets. So you're not just going in blind.
Yes. Very specific.
Yeah.
A little more organized as well.
That helped me a lot because sometimes when you're just looking at the categories, they can be kind of left up to your own interpretation.
Mm-hmm.
But she explained like, what things can go into the categories. Like, so for livelihood and lifestyle, that's career, money, home, travel, body and wellness, fitness, food, relaxation,
health,
creativity and learning, that's culture, creative, expression, relationships and society. That's pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah.
Your relationships.
Right.
And then the essence and spirituality, deep, your soul, inner self, faith, and your devotional practices.
Yeah.
So I said I was grateful for the word of God.
Come on. She's grateful.
She's a girl. For the sister needs it.
Yeah, that's what I said. My relationship with God, specifically my relationship with God and my faith, because I know and feel comfort in knowing that I am not forgotten and I am protected.
I am not forgotten.
Okay. I am protected. And I'm thankful for my connection to source energy and controlling my vibrations because I can flow through life with ease.
Yeah.
You see, that ease is what she wants.
And then we got real. So we got into the what's not working. Because we have to get real on what's not working so we can make some changes, period. Yeah. So again, it was broken down by each category. And we were instructed to go through and list what's not working or needs to change and why it's not working.
Yeah.
Like, how does this make us feel? Does it create stress? Does it cause pain? So this one was a little tough. This one was a little challenging for me because you got to be real vulnerable. We always talk about how hard it is to be vulnerable with other people, but it's hard for me to be vulnerable with myself sometimes too, bitch.
It is. And
it's tough.
When I was doing my little thing and listening to the audio, she was just making a statement that it's okay to acknowledge your like current discomfort with intention, though, right? It's not to come down on yourself. It's a healthy observation. A healthy observation is acknowledging what is not aligned, what doesn't feel aligned.
Yeah.
Where an unhealthy observation would be complaining.
Complaining and blaming.
Yeah, that's not what we're doing.
Yeah, like,
so yeah, this was definitely hard for me because I was like, sometimes, y'all, I don't want to go deep with myself because I don't like being so emotional.
You don't want to face the music?
I don't want to deal with like all the emotions that may be tied to whatever I'm feeling because I'm already a feeler and God only knows what happens if I unlock all that other shit.
Sometimes I don't want to be vulnerable with myself because I feel like I'm going to be forced to make some real moves because it's like, okay, now you see what the fuck is going on, bitch.
What
you're
you
well
do?
Aware. Yeah. What you going to do with it?
Yes.
I can give it to you.
But what you going to do with it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, what?
Yeah,
what?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. Great exercise. All these exercises, the shit.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. So one of the things that I said was not working is.
Oh.
Ooh.
What did I say?
And I just said it. I just said it here on the show, but I'll say what I wrote. Is being able to communicate the way I'm feeling with people because I'm afraid of dealing with my emotions all the time. And it's funny because I pride myself on being a great communicator. As long as it ain't got to do with my feelings.
You say that.
Yeah, as long as it ain't got to do with my feelings, I'm like, because I deflect a lot. That's a little, she deflects.
I can say that.
She's been having moments of clarity. She deflects because sometimes I'm like, I don't know. I don't want to talk about it.
Okay. Well, this is what I said.
Mm-hmm.
What's not working or needs to change. This is under the essence and spirituality.
This is probably going to be some shit that I wrote too. Go ahead.
I said that my faith.
Come on.
I brag and boast about my faith, but I know that it's not completely in line. And I said the reason why this is not working is because I stress over the what ifs and try to create solutions on my own.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if I really have faith, I'll know it's already done,
it's
baby.
It's done in
it's
his name.
It's nothing to worry about, and you ain't got to go implement a shit.
Yeah.
Period.
That's it. So.
So yeah, great. Day two was great.
Day three. And we're going to try to, because this will go for a long time.
I mean, I think they're okay with it.
So day three was past and present feelings and your desired feelings. So what did
this
we do
was
here?
Another deepie.
This was.
So basically, we started off with the negative feelings, right? So we had to recall some moments or events that happened in our life in the past where we felt like weighed down, stuck, lost. And basically write down those situations and explain how we felt and what we did not enjoy feeling.
Yeah.
We did that both for the past and for the present. Mm-hmm. So let's see. What do I want to share? Ooh, goddamn. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll share one. In the past, like an unpleasant or negative occurrence that's happened to me is I felt like I didn't get opportunities or recognition that I felt I deserved. And so that made me feel overlooked and unworthy.
Yes.
Bitch wants to be seen.
Yeah. Seen is
and valued.
Seen is important. So I'll share one from my past.
Okay.
That the people that I care about not caring about things that are important to me. Right, like friends closely, and I said I didn't enjoy this feeling because I try to be a good friend to people and I expect the same in return. So then of course I feel let down. The bitch feels let down.
Yeah,
the bitch feels dropped on the floor.
Yeah,
that's how she feels.
For real. And then we talked about some of the present feelings. I'm not sharing that right now because I'm still working.
Yes, present. Those are working. Those are working.
It's present. I'm keeping that sacred.
Yeah.
But I think a good part of this activity was that we were asked to go deeper and list some of the positive feelings that contrast the negative feelings we listed above, which were helping me hone in on my core desire.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A lot of the ones I put here are on my core desire feelings list, my final list.
Okay.
So we did that, and then we flipped the script, and we talked about past and present pleasurable feelings, right? So moments where we felt joyful, alive, present,
so
loving.
Good.
Things like getting exercise, being in nature, being with people, spending time with people you love. Mm-hmm. Your nigga, your bestie, your family.
What's good? What'd you
whatever.
Say?
For my past, I said, ooh, I said two. I said Coachella.
Coachella was definitely Coachella's embodiment.
I said I felt carefree, fun, happy. And then I said our live show.
Brittany, I did too. That's recent past. I said the live show. I felt like I was making a difference.
Yeah.
I was vibrating high and connecting with my community and pushing culture forward.
Yeah.
That's a big thing for me, guys.
Yeah.
Pushing culture
forward. That's been at the tip of your tongue. That's been on the tip of your tongue, the pushing culture forward.
Pushing culture forward. And for present, I put being with people I love. That's kind of blanketed, but like my birthday, my sister's birthday. Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I feel surrounded by people who genuinely support and care about me. I feel loved and I enjoy feeling and giving it.
Yeah. I also said that, and I said making additional money.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
I feel secure, fluid, increased, non-restrictive. Mm-hmm. That makes me feel amazing.
Yeah.
So yeah.
So then we took it on over to our desired feelings, how we want to feel.
Meat and potato.
Yeah. So do you want to share? So again, here we use these five categories and we kind of just like a stream of consciousness, write out words that.
How we want to feel.
Yeah. How you want to feel in each category.
And so some of the words were repeated, which really helped me a lot. I'm like, what keeps popping up? If this can hop from category to category, which is one thing that Danielle noted, you do want feelings that apply to all of the categories, right? You don't want to necessarily have feelings that just apply to one category.
Yeah.
You want them to be able to stretch across all of the categories, and I feel like mine do.
Mine do too. Do you want to share a couple of yours?
Okay, so for livelihood and lifestyle, I said I want to feel secure. Abundant. Luxurious.
I like that. For me, I
said a lot more, but those are three I shared.
Okay, I'll share some. I said I want abundant. Abundance. I want to feel abundant. Fun, limitless, joyful, ease, prosperity. For body and wellness?
For body and wellness, I said healthy.
Yes.
Comfortable.
Yes.
Confident.
I put healthy, confident, sexy, ease.
Sexy.
I should have put sexy too. She wants to feel sexy.
For creativity and learning, I said limitless.
Brittany, I too said limitless.
I said limitless, abundant again, and resourceful.
I said valued, unmatched.
Ooh.
Accomplished, wise, important.
I like.
Fortune.
500. 400.
You already know the vibe. Oh,
Fortune 400.
For relationships in society.
Oh, baby, I went in.
Oh, let him rip. Fuck
I
it.
Said, and this is what I want in a nigga.
Period.
No, and this is for platonic, too. I said strong connection, safe, mm-hmm. desired, loved, supported, affirmed, turned on.
Come on, understood, pussy.
Understood, fresh, and solid.
Okay, here's mine. I said valuable, valued, praised, loved deeply, enamored, whole, ease, positive, fun, light, passion, respected, covered, mm-hmm. protected, mm-hmm. desired. I put a lot. Cherished.
Ooh, okay.
Gentle,
cherish
harmonious.
Her.
She wants gentle. A lot. Gentle.
I need to write some more.
Yeah, magical. Okay, what about for essence and spirituality?
Let me hand this over to this nigga.
Yeah, hey, here's my list of shit that I want.
For essence and spirituality, I said peaceful, mm-hmm. balanced, trustworthy, covered, firm foundation.
I put whole, connected, grounded, and abundant.
Connected too.
Connected.
Let me add that. Connected.
Yeah, so this was really good.
Connected.
And then I went through and highlighted a lot of these words too. So day four.
we got to our inner selves. This was fun.
Ooh.
Fun but deep. Deep fun.
Deep fun here. Deep fun
so
here.
So with the inner selves, this helped us see our feelings through our different inner selves, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we did the inner child, which was our deep sensitivity. This is how we needed to feel how our inner child needed to feel in every area of our life, in every life area.
Yeah.
So and these answers were simple and pure.
Yeah, simple and pure.
So,
and your inner child is your sensitivity.
Sensitivity, yeah.
And your superhero, which we'll get to here, is your strength.
Mm-hmm.
And your future self is your trusting nature.
Yes. So for my inner child, I'll just go through them. I said I wanted to feel provided and protected.
Same.
For my livelihood and lifestyle. For my health and wellness, or body and wellness, I said I wanted to feel nurtured.
Mm-hmm.
For my creativity, I said, like I have freedom and room to try and grow.
Mm-hmm.
For my relationships, unconditional love.
Mm-hmm.
And then for my essence and spirituality, I said guided.
Okay, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
So I put lifestyle, my inner child, stable, protected, you know.
Mm-hmm.
For body and wellness, connection to earth.
Mm-hmm.
For creativity and learning, I put positive reinforcement, affirming words.
That's nice.
Yeah. For relationships and society, genuine love, strong familiar bonds, connection. For essence and spirituality, I put oneness with God and a wholeness with spirit.
Okay. So then we went on over to our inner superhero. And this is like how you intend to feel, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is how my intention.
If you wake up every day and it was always good, this is it.
Right.
Yeah.
You're full of confidence. You don't
shit
hesitate.
Shit doesn't go wrong.
You
got the victory.
And this is your strength, right? So
mm-hmm.
for livelihood and lifestyle, I said secure and abundant.
Come on.
For my wellness, body and wellness, I said balance.
Mm-hmm.
Creativity and learning, bright and seen.
Mm-hmm.
For my relationships in society, loved, supported, and affirmed. And then for essence and spirituality, I said connected to source energy.
Yes. Okay. For livelihood and lifestyle, for my superhero, I put stable and abundant. I put a bunch of stuff, but those are what I'm talking about. Body and wellness, she puts sexy, confident, healthy, powerful. Mm. Powerful, baby. For creativity, I put in flow, natural, intentional, conscious. I put victorious. Uh-huh. She's victorious. For relationships, I put easy, fun, connected. For spirituality, I put accountable, mm-hmm. mindful, and whole. As you guys can see, I have whole coming up
whole.
Here. Accountable and mindful. And this is like if I could get up every day and like meditate. If
yes.
I could go to church every Sunday or just have some sort of connection. If I could read, I'm Christian, y'all, my Bible. Okay, my mm-hmm. 15 minutes of the word.
Stand connected. And that's the connection to source. That's what I mean. I want
right.
to be connected so that you can really hear. Because when Germany and I have our little therapy sessions.
Yeah, therapy moments.
We always say like, and I'm sure a lot of us be like, pray about it. But mm-hmm. you could pray all day, but are you really hearing?
Yeah.
Are you really able to hear and receive?
Yeah.
And I feel like that's why I really need to be connected. So I know this ain't up to my own interpretation. This is crystal clear, baby.
Yeah.
He said it. So yeah.
So now our future self.
So this is how you are feeling, right?
This is 5 from 10. No, this is 5 from 10 years from now.
It's time travel.
You're living the life you've always dreamt. You're doing awesome work.
You're doing your thing.
You are thriving, baby.
And so let's get into it.
Yeah.
For the livelihood and lifestyle.
What does future Brittany, yeah, what does she have
cracking? For livelihood and lifestyle, I said doing the damn thing. Wow. I just made sentences.
Yeah.
For wellness, body and wellness, I said mentally and physically snatched.
Come on.
Unbreakable.
Fit.
Unbreakable.
Come on.
For what is this?
Relationships and I mean creativity. And
yeah, creativity and learning. I said shining, unstoppable.
Come on.
For relationships, I said resonance,
mm-hmm.
matched effortlessly,
mm-hmm.
aligned, doesn't feel like work.
Mm-hmm.
And then for essence and spirituality, here I am saying the same damn thing. I can clearly hear and discern messages from my source. I feel like I'm being led. There's no confusion.
And it's also good to remember or to keep in mind if you decide to do this, you can use abstract terms. You can create sentences.
Yeah.
Whatever feels like easy for you.
Right.
Whatever helps you move through the exercise.
Yeah.
So my future self, Germany in a couple years from now, she for livelihood and lifestyle, she said abundant, beautiful, like life is great,
mm-hmm.
freedom, ease, body and wellness. I'm healthy, energized, I'm sexy. I'm confident. Energized was a big one for me because I felt like if it's on my terms and my time, then like I can
you
get
can
up,
have the energy to do it.
Do whatever I want. Yeah. My day is not fixed on anybody else.
Just dawned on me.
What?
Freedom.
Freedom.
Maybe
that just needs to be one of your core.
Yeah, but I feel like that's wrapped up in abundance.
Abundance. Yeah. That is. Yeah. It is. So for creating and learning, I put traveled. The bitch is on the road with this podcast.
Yes.
She's successful. She's a culture shifter. For relationships and society, I put fun, loved, happy, covered, my same shit.
Mm-hmm.
For spirituality and essence, I put grounded, balanced, connected to source energy.
Love.
Yes. Okay, now we're getting to the nitty-gritty.
So now we got to the nitty-gritty. We went on over to day 5. And so on day 5, what you do is you make your first picks, right? So you narrow down the list. You go through like all these activities and you basically see words that keep popping up. So
which is essentially step 2 in this process. All
yes.
of what we just did is step 1. Now we're transitioning to step 2.
Step two
equals step 5. I mean, equals day 5.
Yeah.
So yeah, go for it.
So we went through, I went through, it's kind of like a combination of a lot of steps because we were searching for patterns and mm-hmm. words that kept popping up.
Mm-hmm.
And for sure, like abundant kept popping up, safe and secure, which are kind of synonyms. So mm-hmm. I was like, okay.
Rolling with them.
What else?
Ease.
Like a lot of things were popping up. And so that helped me narrow down my list to 10 to 12 potential core desired feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And I started circling the words that resonated with me the most.
And you know what? Your core desired feelings all come back to various expressions of love and vitality.
Yeah.
All of these words should bring you back to that higher self, these feelings of expansion. So pick some good ones.
So that's what we did. We went through, we got the words. So then once
were your first 10 words?
My first 10 words were abundance,
mm-hmm.
Secure, joy, love, harmony, luxury, influence, balance, mm-hmm. peace, connected.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I had resonance, but I was like, that's why connected.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that was right.
Okay.
If I'm remembering correctly.
That's good.
Yeah.
So mine were abundance, fun, wholeness, ease, connection, valued, peace, cherished, stable, and secure. So we wrote down all these words that kind of keeps coming up, popping up to mm-hmm. us. And then we decided to look them up and do some like word exploration.
Yeah, we were told to do some word exploration, which really, that I like that activity a lot.
Yeah.
So basically you look through your list, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you start looking up the definitions and also some synonyms because you might have originally put peace and then peace and say balance and realize a word like harmony encompasses both of them.
Yeah.
So that you can narrow it down and it's like, oh.
I want to feel harmony in my life.
I want to feel, that's what I want. Yeah. It's harmony is what I want.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we have to, well, what I've learned is to, words have a way of creating a perception for us.
Yes.
So we have to stop letting certain words make us look towards outward fulfillment.
Yes.
Right?
For that, sure.
And to be mindful of terms and are these feelings, these terms that create a state of feeling.
Yes.
That depend on external validation.
Yeah.
Like loved.
Loved.
You know what I mean? And instead, change it to like an action word.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like
love
or loving, because mm-hmm. you can give love and feel love that way, but both receive and give.
Yeah.
So
because when we say like, if we choose all of our words to be focused on like someone else, if we're not receiving from that source, then how are we getting our core desire feelings met?
Yeah. Like, come on, talk about it.
How?
Talk about it.
So, yeah.
So, yeah, with that activity, we were able to find out, like, I can maybe take a couple words off. So, in doing so, I was able to narrow my list down from 9 to 6. So, I took connection off because I seen, like, connection resonated with another area. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I took off peaceful and peace because that kind of was, like, my ease. I took off cherished. Because cherished and valued, like, you know, you just find connection in different words and figure out, like, okay, I could take that shit off.
Yeah, for sure.
And I had to also change valued to adoration, because I don't want to be valued. I just want to be adored. I want to be able to adore people and things, and I also want them to adore me.
Yeah. At first I had loved, and then I changed it to love because I want to be loved, I want to receive love, and also want to give love.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I narrowed down my list to 6. No, I narrowed down my list to 5.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really happy with my core desired feeling. So that's what we got down to on day 5. We got down to our core desired feelings.
So what did you get?
So
what are you wrapping up with?
I'm wrapping up with abundance.
Mm-hmm.
Secure.
Mm-hmm.
Joy.
Mm-hmm.
Love. And harmony.
I love that.
What about you?
I'm wrapping up with abundance,
mm-hmm.
Fun, wholeness, ease, adoration, and stable.
Love. And so then on day 6, we did an activity about expressions and love. And basically, we were expressing what these feelings mean to us,
mm-hmm.
which was great. And I'll share what mine mean to me.
Okay.
We also had to, like, make sure these words either made us feel at home and blessed, grounded and peaceful, and expansive and energized. So my first word, abundance, definitely makes me feel expansive and energized.
Mm-hmm.
And I said that what this means to me is freedom and access.
Mm-hmm.
And then secure, this represents home and blessed for me. And I said that secure makes me feel protected, relaxed, and confident. And then joy means to me a constant state, constant euphoria and enjoyment. And that makes me feel expansive and energized as well. Love is affection, devotion, and endearment. And that makes me feel at home and blessed. And then harmony makes me feel grounded and peaceful. And that represents peace, balance, and unity.
I love it. Beautiful.
So what about you?
Mine, abundance means that, well, means to me thriving, freedom, the ability to do and have what I want.
Mm-hmm.
Fun means enjoying life. It is entertaining and lively. It's pleasant and amusing. And this shows up in my life by connecting with people I care about and having a great time and building memories. So I was able to put my connection in with my fun.
Mm-hmm.
Wholeness means completeness. This is what I want to present to the world. My integrity and my fullness, my relationship with myself and others, including my spiritual relationship.
Yes.
Ease means serenity and comfort. There's calmness here and satisfaction. Ease means doing things as naturally and innately as possible. I'm comfortable with gratification and delight.
Yes. So
I'm not done.
Oh, I'm sorry, boo.
Adoration means that I feel and give intense love to myself and others. And then stable, I toyed between stable and secure, but I'm rolling with stable.
Okay.
It means that I'm protected and out of harm's way. I feel safe and at ease, relaxed. There's nothing to worry about. I am reliable and people in my life are the same. Because stability also means, you know, can I count on a motherfucker?
Right.
Period.
So lastly, after we figured out our core desire feelings, our last step, which is going to be an ongoing process, is to figure out how to incorporate these desired feelings into our daily lives.
Mm-hmm.
Now we can set up goals and plans, implement some things in place so that we can make sure, hey, this is going to make me feel abundant. This makes me feel secure. I know that I can't entertain these sort of relationships because they're not aligned with my core desire feelings.
Yes.
Just helping you. And when you figure out what your core desire feelings are and work towards those feelings, you're energetically aligning yourself to other things that you really want. That's the flow.
Yeah, getting in the flow of life.
And she gave, Danielle gave some good like ways to make the CDFs fun and make them work with you. And one that I really liked is that you could compose an affirmation or an action statement using your core desired feelings. So I said, my little affirmation is, I live a joyous life filled with harmony and love, made evident by continuous abundance and a sense of security.
Beautiful. That's, I haven't come up with an affirmation yet. I feel like I have so many words. I'm like, how do I need to put this in?
You can flip it and tumble it. But another thing you can do, like maybe if you don't want to do an affirmation, she also recommends making an acronym for memory recall. So say someone's core desired feelings were freedom, receptive, elegance, ease. Then your acronym would be F.R.E.E. Free.
Yeah. Freedom.
Or you can picture CDFs into a magical sequence. Mm-hmm. So creativity, flow, and prosperity, or fulfilling joy connection. You know, something that'll help you keep it at the forefront.
Yeah. Mine is at the forefront.
It's like real ass bitch give a fuck about a nigga.
Okay. Yeah, so, no, I'm rolling with mine. This what I'm going to roll with through 2020.
What?
This.
The core desire feelings?
Yeah, I'm rolling with these ones.
Oh, yeah. These are set, baby. These are set. Yeah. So if you want to learn more about core desire feelings, again, we're going to put down the link in our show notes so that you can go through these activities yourself. And we would love to, like, kiki about this in the Facebook group.
Yes.
Like, what your core desire feelings are. How
DM
you felt.
Us.
Yeah, how That'll you felt about too. The activity. Also, Danielle has a book that you can find on Amazon.
Which this can be the gym. Yes. Here's your gym right here. Pick up your pen.
We're dropping a gym. So the gym this week is Danielle's book called The Desire Map, A Guide to Creating Goals with Soul.
Mm-hmm.
And in that book, after she's helped you identify your core desired feelings, she'll help you like come up with some goals to align with those feelings. So great. Great exercise.
And isn't this cool? Like in every aspect, those five aspects of life or sectors of life, you can be like, hey, do I feel whole here?
Yeah.
Do I feel abundance? Do I feel ease? Do I feel
secure?
You
harmony.
Know? And if it's not, it's like, okay, something's got to change. And then you can use the same exercises to either remove or omit certain aspects that no longer serve your highest good.
So we'll end this with this quote.
Okay, quote it up then, bitch.
Knowing how you want to feel is the most potent form of clarity you can have. Generating those feelings is the most powerful thing you can do with your life. Power. Moving in power.
Moving in power, sisters.
So, yeah.
I think that's it.
So,
so hopefully, you know what? We're going to be coming back with more along this theme.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about manifestation. We're going to be talking about what we're leaving in 2019.
We're talking about the inner work
for this series.
We're going to be talking about our egos.
Yes.
How to tackle this thing called life.
Period.
So,
we hope you enjoyed this material.
Share it if you did. That's super important. That's another component of support. Sharing. Okay. Sharing is caring.
Yeah.
Tell all your homegirls. Tell a homegirl to tell a homegirl to tell a homegirl. We will see y'all here next week. Love you.
Bye.
Bye.